All right, it's time for, it's been a while, it's been a month, it's been a perfect time. It's time for How to Improve. It's a segment that takes a look at the big ticket items of our time, politics, money, technology, even specific stuff like how to improve grocery stores. Lots of great ideas for that. But tonight, the topic is rivers. A new report's out today from the Metropolitan Planning Council and the mayor's office providing a vision for Chicago's three rivers looking out to 2040 with goals along the way. Josh Ellis is with the Metropolitan Planning Council. He's the project lead for this report, and he's with me now in studio. Josh, good to see you.
Hey, good to see you.
Thanks
too.
For
Thanks
being
for
here.
Having me in. Yeah,
so
sure.
What was the impetus of putting this together?
Yeah, so we were contacted. Well, first, Chicago's got these three rivers. We have 150 plus miles of riverfront on the Chicago, the Calumet, and the Des Plaines.
Okay.
Right? We've seen a lot of investment, the river walks right here around the corner from the studio, Pingtown Park, Clark Park, and a real commitment from Mayor Emanuel and his predecessor to rejuvenate the rivers and recreate them, not only for recreation, but also for new economic development and everything. But this vision tells us what's next, shows us the path forward out to 2040, and helps put all of that investment into this context of this greater vision. So we were contacted in 2014 by several area philanthropies, the Chicago Community Trust and Joyce Foundation, ArcelorMittal, and then since then, Boeing, Driehaus, and the Donnelly Foundation, as well as the mayor's office, to ask if we would take this on to lead this effort to develop this vision, Our Great Rivers, which we released this morning.
How do you do that? I mean, it's a series of authors and you know, asking people what they want. But when you talk about putting together a study like this, what goes into it?
So we partnered with Friends of the Chicago River, great stewards of the river system and great advocates for its improvement since 1979. We started by doing our homework. We read every plan that was out there, every document. We talked to the authors. We assembled a leadership commission of people to be a sounding board for us, and they're from communities throughout the city, business, environmental groups, different units of government. And then we started, in our 82-year history as an organization, the Metropolitan Planning Council, we started by far our most expansive and comprehensive community engagement and outreach process. In the last 18 months, we've had 120 different stakeholder engagement opportunities. We went paddling with paddlers. We went bird watching with bird watchers. We unloaded barges with guys that move rock on barges. We went for a ride along with the Coast Guard. We tried to experience the rivers the way people experience them today or want to experience them. And a lot of the most interesting experiences were with people who have no relationship with the rivers, right? And we were taking them there for the first time. So all told, between all of those engagements and an online survey, we talked to more than 6,000 people over the last few years. And across the city, it doesn't matter if they're sitting and having lunch at Calumet Fisheries down on 95th Street.
Great place. Yeah.
If they're hiking the Des Plaines River Trail, if they're down here in the Riverwalk, they want better access, cleaner water, more jobs and economic activity along the rivers, more spaces to hang out, more habitat. I mean, it was across the board.
I mean, and that's, those are all grandiose ideas for the riverways here. As this is the How to Improve segment, how do you balance the needs that were represented in your study? I mean, people are going to be asking for jobs and industry, and jobs and industry don't always gel with the fact that you might get a swimming hole in the Chicago River downtown.
Sure. So the good news is our geography, our river geography is huge. And we have, again, 150 plus miles of river. So yeah, the vision is sort of more of everything, but we have the space for it.
Right.
And these things can gel, and you see particularly the economic development that we see along the rivers now, including modern industry, light manufacturing, digital tech stuff, using the riverfront for biking and for public space out in front of the business. And so we can create these continuous riverfront trails that take us from park, past business, past homes, to a park, and connect these systems, connect communities upstream and downstream, as well as across the banks, right? Finding places for like Bridgeport and Pilsen to come together at the riverfront at parks that both communities share. Opportunities abound for that, right? I don't really think there's a tension so long as we plan for these compatible uses together.
It's interesting because Chicago, you know, when I say how to improve, when you think of the way that Chicago uses its riverways, I mean, it's Chicago River's had its ups and downs, especially mm-hmm. when it comes to pollution other ways.
Yep.
But when I just in my head, I'm like, okay, I've been to a lot of places where there's been rivers, and I'm like, oh, San Antonio does a good job mm-hmm. with their little river walk and stuff. But I'm like, it's really hard to think of an area that does a better job than the city of Chicago when it comes to sort of using its waterfront.
I agree. There is a reason the name of the vision is Our Great Rivers. It's sort of already in the present tense.
Right.
Right? It's not like they'll be great eventually, rivers. It's Our Great Rivers. They are great today. And we have many great places and spaces. They're not real well connected. And in some cases, they're not real well known. Right? So we need to do a better job of that. And the vision lays that all out. We did look at some other cities. You mentioned San Antonio. San Antonio's got a nice river walk. It's a totally different scale of river, right?
Is it even a river? I mean, it's kind of like canals, right? Yeah, yeah, it feels like you could just kind
of
like wade in it.
Do you have a lot of San Antonio listeners on this show?
I don't think so. We don't reach San Antonio.
They'll tell you it's a river. We've got rivers here, right? And I really think, I'm not a homer here, but I really think that Chicago has, between the Des Plaines, the Calumet, the north side of the Chicago River, the south side of the Chicago River, I think we have the most diverse set of river landscapes and assets of any city in the United States, right? The Des Plaines River Trail is Cook County and Lake County, goes from North Avenue to Wisconsin, 55 miles of continuous trail through the woods along this river. It's not perfect, gets a little wet when it rains. There's things to do, and it's hard to find if you're on the streets Chicago or Rosemont or Franklin Park. The Calumet River is this amazing landscape of industry and really critical habitat. And there's a whole group of people in the Calumet River trying to transform that space. I was down, I did dragon boat races on the Calumet River this past Saturday. I got a gold medal for finishing third, go figure. there were 200 people out there paddling dragon boats in the Calumet River.
Now, okay,
splashed and no big deal. And then the Chicago River, you've got places as different as the Riverwalk, which is this amazing place to gather, but it's also part of a trail.
Right.
And then places up and down the river.
So one of the things that's being pulled out of this and was in the newspapers today was the idea that in 2040 you envision a river system, especially downtown Chicago here, that people, you know, you're going to have the river walk and the paddlers, but you're also going to have swimmers. And that's been an old sort of thing, like, you know, pigs fly when I see swimmers in the Chicago River.
Yeah.
I mean, is there a sustainable plan to ready a waterway for that kind of recreation when its history has said otherwise?
So there's actually a swimming event being planned for downtown Chicago next year, which that's all I will say.
That's all you'll say? Wow.
I'm jumping in the Calumet River next week, along with the director of the Water Reclamation District.
Is it just smart? Is it just like an awareness campaign where people are like, no way, I grew up here?
We're trying to show people, one, that you can. That the water has been cleaned up remarkably, particularly on the Calumet. You've probably heard about the deep tunnel system, mm-hmm, the tunnel and reservoir. Well, the Calumet portion of it's done. It's online, it's operational, and it's paying off.
So it's pumping that stuff out of there, right?
It's just, instead of when it rains, instead of having sewer overflows coming into the river, they go into this reservoir holding tank, and then they get cleaned up. And so the big rain of storm that we had Friday night here, and then a couple weeks ago, when it was so bad that we had to send the Chicago River back out into the lake, the Calumet River had the same rain and didn't have any sewer overflow. So it's not just marketing; it's showing people that the river has transformed. We have transformed the river, right? There are places on the Chicago River where the water is probably clean enough to swim right now, but swimming, this isn't just an issue of the water quality. It's also infrastructure, ladders, beaches.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And the Chicago River and the Calumet have active barge uses, tour boats, all those architecture tours and everything. So there's no interest in putting people in harm's way. So the question is where, and getting the water quality right, getting the places right, and getting the infrastructure right so that it's safe. And that one's actually a 2030 vision, so it's a little more ambitious than 2040. But we're close. The Calumet River is very close. Chicago River is not too far off.
Okay, so you know, as we think about how to improve, and I ask Mary Sue this question a lot about sort of shifting the paradigm when we think about, you know, are there things we're not even thinking about when mm-hmm. it comes to rivers
yep.
that could be improved. And mm-hmm. one of the things I think about is how we envision them now. I mean, could Chicago at one point with this report, with other places, could it be considered a river city?
It's a river city now. We actually,
but it's not really considered a river city.
I recognize that. And yet it's funny because you look at the next time you watch The Nightly News on any of the local channels, right? The intro shot is the river, right? It's the background on Chicago Tonight.
Or when the Bulls play, in their national broadcasts and TNT shows.
Those Bulls run the opening thing of the Bulls games where the Bulls run across the river, right? The Transformers did all these shots down here along river shots, whatever. So, I mean, the rivers are there. I think it speaks to the greatness of the lakefront that we think of it as a lakefront city. But it really is it's a river city built on a great lake. It truly is.
What can you – I mean, obviously having a report that mm-hmm. MPC and the mayor's office are co-author, and you guys put this together. I mean, the one thing that's – I mean, you have to put a strategy down in order to raise money or at least to get resources
You got to have a target.
Right? So, exactly. So is that something that we can take from the mayor's office that's going to be a priority in the next couple decades in which we will see more money put to renovations that you're thinking about in this study, mm-hmm. Or are we going to be seeing private money coming in to do this kind of stuff?
Well, I think it's both and, right? Yeah. The city and other government partners, but the city, the Riverwalk expansion is coming in weeks, right? Later this fall.
Much to the chagrin of everybody on Lower Wacker. Because they stage the construction on Lower Wacker, so if you're trying to get through there fast, good luck. That's not in your study, is it, Josh?
A river's vision more than a Lower Wacker vision. The Riverwalk is being expanded, and it is coming. There's another boathouse designed by Jeannie Gang, right? Mm-hmm. Who's mm-hmm. on the Leadership Commission for Great River Chicago. That's opening up in Bridgeport later this fall. And then other actors in this system, the forest preserves of Cook County are opening up an extension to the North Branch Trail. MWRD is making investments. I mean, investment is already happening. We are not starting from scratch.
Right.
Far from it. Right. And there will be more. Absolutely. Some of it will be federal funding, which was the case with the Riverwalk. It was a loan, and we're paying it off. Through architecture tours and every glass of wine you buy on the Riverwalk, we pay off that loan.
Right.
So users are paying it off. Private money could be brought to the system. I mean, I mentioned the six foundations that are supporting the vision and our work to implement it. Millennium Park, private money into Millennium Park to build it, the capital infrastructure. Big Marsh down in the Calumet, private money to build it.
It's
the
so
boathouse
interesting,
that we were
man.
At today, private money.
And to we build. Had the guys from the Everglade Foundation were in here yesterday mm-hmm. talking about, you know, finding private, you know, innovators or entrepreneurs to mm-hmm. come up with the issue of toxic algae blooms. And, you know, so it is interesting to see the public-private partnerships that are happening when it comes to our waterways.
For the record, toxic algae blooms, not a problem we have on Chicago's river.
No, the river, that's good.
We don't have lots of pythons like they do Everglades either.
That's true. That's the next segment. Yeah. Josh Ellis is with the Metropolitan Planning Council. He's a project lead today, the MPC and the mayor's office put out a new report providing vision for Chicago's three rivers, looking out to 2040, goals along the way, 2020, 2030. Josh, thanks for coming in, and congrats on the report.
Thanks very much, and I'd encourage everybody to go take a look at greatriverschicago.com. Rivers, plural, three rivers, greatriverschicago.com. Thank you.